Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's another story for another day. How important is it for you to come here and hear boots on the ground, the actual property owners, and hear, you know, Rocco mentions, you know, trash pickup, stuff that probably wasn't on your radar screen?
It's super important. It's the downtown business district, and there's a business improvement district, and that's a separately set up entity, which is Buffalo Place. You know, but they're super important to the revitalization of Main Street, of programming. You know, they do the plantings, they do a lot of work, and it's the board is all full of downtown property owners. So of course this is a place where the mayor and or the mayor's team should be.
Well, I mean, and you mentioned the need for doing almost weekly special events. I mean, obviously, one-offs are nice, but...
Yeah, that's what you need. I mean, look, downtown, you know, we need to get people back in the habit of coming downtown. And people did that throughout the years through different programming. You know, we all remember Thursday in the Square. We all remember, you know, Gus Macker. Yeah, so those big events are gone. The really only remaining big event is the Taste of Buffalo. So we need to get back some big marquee events, but at the same time, we need to do programming several nights a week. So there's activities going on in downtown Buffalo 365 days a year. And that's just a simple matter of offering good offerings that people want to come to. And soon you will see people coming back downtown. So there's a new president of Buffalo Place. There's a new executive director. So we're going to bring that energy into revitalizing, you know, downtown, the places that we can most easily get our handle on, and that is to do more events and more activities.
And they mentioned some today, the Oktoberfest, the holiday market that Rocco wants to bring downtown, his Friday night concert series. I mean, these are things that I think would fit your agenda for, you know, weekly events.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we often concentrate on the big event that induces thousands of people to come. Those are great, but that's not what sustains, you know, bars, restaurants, and other businesses. It's the everyday after work. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. So we got over 1,000 new Ingram Micro employees in downtown Buffalo. And unless we're doing fun things after 5 o'clock, we're going to lose those folks. They're just going to go straight home and recreate, you know, wherever they live. So we want to make it so, you know, come back to work in downtown Buffalo, have your business here, and make it so your employees want to be here because there's so much going on. We got to make it so people don't want to miss out on what's happening in downtown Buffalo.
Well, you're making some good inroads on that.
Thank you.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.